business leader depression. It's a real thing. Before I get started, let me say I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, or any other trained and licensed mental health professional. What I'm about to say is based on my experience and my opinion, so give it whatever value you decide to give it. In my upcoming book, Ice Cream for Business Leaders, I talk about something I call NERP, which stands for Negative Emotional Response Pathway. Often when I'm working with a business leader, I see people that are going through what I coined as business leader depression. I use the term NERP to describe it. Here's how it works. Irritation. We have something in our current environment or situation that makes us uncomfortable or we're not happy about it. This is irritation. The irritation can be the way our staff or team members are performing, a lack of structure and processes in our business, or this could be a person that just irritates the hell out of us. Whatever the cause, we have something in our environment that irritates us. Irritation over time and or intensity leads to frustration. Frustration is a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness. Helplessness means we feel we don't have the power or control to change the irritation. Hopelessness is when we feel that the irritation will never change and will last forever. Frustration over time leads to anger. Anger shows itself in two distinct ways: lazy actions and undisciplined actions. Lazy actions are when we don't want to do anything. This could be not getting out of bed, not going into work, not answering the phones, or refusing to read emails that could be important to our work or business. Undisciplined actions are when we do something other than what we're supposed to do. Undisciplined actions could be reading emails instead of doing our expense report, avoiding a task or process by doing something less important in its place, or avoiding a live conversation with one of our team members and replacing it with email correspondence. Anger over time leads to business leader depression. And this is when you abdicate your position as the leader and avoid as many leadership situations as possible. The most common excuse I hear when someone is going through business leader depression is that they don't have the time to do the things that will make their business operate better. Even if you tell them exactly what they need to do and build an exact schedule to get things done, they will still find reasons not to do them. So what does all that mean? It means if you're going through business leader depression, which many of you reading or listening to this post will immediately identify that you're having a mild case of business leader depression, then you need to figure out ways to control it. Trust me, I know what it feels like because I've gone through it several times since I started my business 14 years ago. Now, the real value in reading or listening to this post is that I'm going to give you some steps you can do to control and hopefully eliminate how you're feeling. It all starts with getting control of your emotions. So what's the solution? Go back to the source of the irritation. Is there a system that's in place or that can be put in place to help you remove your emotions from the situation? In the section of my book on ego, emotions, and expectations, I explain that the best way to control emotions in a business is to use items such as a checklist, a workflow, a schedule, or a defined process so that you don't have to think about what you're doing. You just do it. You just follow process. An example of this could be holding your team accountable for following a set process checklist, counseling them when they don't follow the checklist, and terminating them after you've counseled them 3 times for not following the process. All those actions remove emotions because they're part of a set process. Another thing you can do is to automate as many of the marketing or as many of the tasks associated with you feeling depressed as possible. You could create a Facebook ad that drives people to your website instead of you having to cold call people. You could have integration using Zapier, which is a tool that's out right now. You could have integration with different programs such as email and text messaging and all these other things so that you don't have to manually do a lot of that prospecting. The main thing is to eliminate the feeling of helplessness and hopelessness. Even small steps and actions will make you feel a hell of a lot better and not so overwhelmed. So let's summarize it. 1. Recognize the steps involved in NERP, the negative emotional response pathway, that lead to business leader depression. 2. Go back to the source of the irritation. 3. put technology, checklists, processes, and accountability items in place to help you manage your emotions about the situation. 4, start taking small steps and actions to help remove feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. And 5, as you gain more control over your emotions and actions, you'll have much more control over your business leader depression. Again, the name of my book is Ice Cream for Business Leaders. Check it out at www.inspireanation.org. This is Billy Williams, president of inspirenation.org. Thank you. Have a great day.